Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Let's do it. Texans, Seahawks, tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time, God's Time, in fact, on ESPN, and of course, on your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. 6 p.m. is when you'll hear Texans Countdown start with Sean and Seth, and if you are so enthused after a victory, or if you really want to, you know, hear it out and get it out after a possible loss, which I'm not going to speak into the ether, you hang out after that, I believe, well into the night.
Well into the night. You got that
Sean
overnight shift? Let's go.
Me? Oh, I was like, you. I was like, I will not have that overnight shift. I want to make sure I'm fresh for our show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But what are the things that are going to make sure that that's going to be a fun post-game show for Sean and Clint? Texas win because Texans lose because. What's going to make that be the case? What are the matchups that you're watching that are going to matter the most, John Lopez? I think there's a lot to talk about. We've talked about it for a long time. We mentioned it. 15 days between games.
Only feels like a month.
And I feel like Texans win because they take advantage of those 15 days, that they did a good amount of pre-scouting, they did a good amount of self-scouting, and that they come out with a game plan that is really and truly attuned to the defense that they're playing against.
I agree. I think there are a couple of aspects within that are very important. I'll just kind of go out right off the top of my head, no particular order. Woody Marks, how are you going to use him now that he's had some time to get into the offense and shown some things on the field? You have some time to maybe game plan some more things with Woody Marks. I think that's the first thing. Next, and I think it's equally as a lot of these are on offense now, and you need the 2 weeks.
I actually have a couple of defense ones for you.
You
so
do?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one for me is clearly we've talked about it, and I think, you know, how real is this play calling and adjustments from C.J. Stroud at the line of scrimmage against a defense of that level? And then the third one offensively to me, you can almost separate this as a win because, lose because. And that's Tay Ursary and Jake Andrews. I think those two potential marks, if you will, for the Seahawks defense are because of the strength of their, you know, Murphy in the middle and some of the edge rushing that they can do. I think those two guys are going to be big.
Yeah, without question. Yeah. Texans lose because they're not able to pick up the stunts.
Yeah.
Or they're not able to surmise the simulated pressure that the.
Or they win because they do.
I mean, yeah. I think that gives you a foundation. I think even if you're able to pick those things up, this offense is still going to need to prove some things on a bigger. But that is definitely you will lose the football game if you cannot protect. That's one of the things that's very evident. Because look, this Texans offense, even as they've looked better in those last couple of weeks, overall, I still don't know where they stand amongst offenses in this league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do know where they stand when that pressure starts coming.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be DFL, baby.
Yeah.
And so it starts with can you pick these up? That's going to matter to a great degree. And so Tay has a challenge in and of himself because, you know, stunts have gotten him. Those twists have gotten him at early points. The interior of the offensive line, just in general. We know that you guys physically don't necessarily match up with the size that is on the interior to the defensive line for the Seahawks. But also, that's historically been an issue point. I think another one that comes in, I mean, or tied into that, somebody said from the 832, Texans win because CJ has more time to throw. That's going to matter a lot, and especially because if you can find the spaces in the zone, like Dalton Schultz typically finds, like Nico Collins is capable of. I promised you stats, though, didn't I?
You sure did.
On the show off air. And I heard this incredible stat. Shout out to Derek Klassen of The Athletic who put this out here. Texans win because they're able to force the game script, right? If they're able to get this to a place where Sam Darnold is in clear passing situations, Texans win this football game. Why do I say that? Derek, again, courtesy of Derek Klassen, fantastic. And he saw this on True Media. Sam Darnold, and True Media has a statistic that is a probability of dropback, right? So the idea is looking at a play, at the situation, what's the probability that a team decides to drop back and pass in this circumstance? On Darnold on plays with that statistic, when plays that have a probability of dropback that are less than 70, right? So maybe a little bit closer to half. Or where you're just going to throw the football, or run the football. 0.56 EPA per dropback. Right. So in things that are not like absolutely clear.
Yeah.
He is by far the best in the league at efficiency on the plays where is it a pass? Are you sure? Plays that are greater than 70%, plays where it's very obvious this is a passing down. He is 20th to 32. Not atrocious.
Yeah.
But it ain't good.
Yeah.
And so if you can get him into clear passing downs, if you can force them into clear situations where they need to throw the football, he has not been the best in the league. He's actually been there in that bottom, like near the bottom third of the league as a passer. And so you need to be able to force those. Like you need to be stout on first and second down. In fact, if you can get upfield with this defensive line, which we know this defensive line is capable of, force them into third and longs. Force them into even second and longs or kind of close to those circumstances. You can give yourself opportunities to maybe take the
which
football
they have
away.
Not, they have not been a great running team.
Or get off the field, 100%. You know,
so they haven't been a great running team, so you're going to have some opportunities. What's the other defensive one you have? Because
The other defensive one is, I'll give you the statistic as well. Seattle has 13.1 yards per play on throws against a base defense.
Okay.
And some of the reasons why is they've been able to force teams into base defense. We talked about this
because earlier. Of the first thing you said.
Not even just that. There's that. They play action well, but they do that. They do a lot of 12 personnel. Yeah. They are one of the best, if not the best team in the league at coming out in 12 personnel, putting those tight ends in, condensed formations, and teams go, we need bigger bodies in order to stop, you know, what's happening here with this condensed formation. So you throw out base defense, three linebackers, and now they take you deep.
Yeah.
This team loves taking teams deep. As evidence, 13.1 yards per play. You go, Reggie, what does that mean? League average, 6.9 yards per play down on throws.
So just double.
Versus base defense. Like, it is literally double the yards per play versus base. So I don't know how far I want to take this, or is this just – I think this is why earlier on in the week – or last week I said a key player in this is going to be Jalen Petrie.
Yeah.
Jalen Petrie on the field, being able to be in that place where he can come downfield and make those tackles – I think that that's going to be vital. Can you have that physicality that you typically have to the point where you play like a linebacker when they get condensed?
Yeah.
So that when they decide to play, get condensed, but they're like, hey, we think we've got you by being able to throw over top of you. Jalen Petrie can hopefully have that size and speed advantage to say, no, you're not going to get that thing that you typically want to get facing off against the linebacker.
And there are some other big factors that tie in with that, not just, you know, defensively in terms of those numbers and what they're doing in down and distance. But let's simplify it here. I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, I think they're going to travel Derek Stingley. I would suspect that they traveled Derek Stingley with him.
You think so?
I do.
Can you give me Matt Burke, the one that I was talking about here? Because Matt Burke was kind of talking about this. And some of the stuff that he was saying when he was kind of talking about this made me go, do they travel him? This is Matt Burke talking about the defense and all the, talking about the Seattle Seahawks offense and the kind of talent that they have there.
Obviously, they've got like a lot of good skill players. You know, they got a a couple good backs. You know, obviously Cooper's there. 15 can roll. The tight ends are good players. You know what I mean? So they've got some other weapons that obviously when he's having such a good season and playing really well and is a focus of their offense and, you know, too much attention there obviously opens up some space for other people. So, again, you know, we obviously have to account for him and where he's going to be and how he's playing, how they're utilizing him. But also at the end of the day, we've got to play defense, and we're not going to go put six guys on him and not cover anybody else. So, you know, every week we see good players and have good challenges of how we're going to stop different types of players. And this is another one for us. So hopefully we can handle that.
See, I heard that exactly different from you.
Okay.
Because you heard that.
Tell me, Matt Burt Whisperer.
Yeah, you heard that as we can't spend too much time covering, you know, sure, worrying about him, because then they have other weapons. The way I heard it is, you know, one way to not spend too many resources, on Jaxon Smith-Njigba, Derek Stingley, put him on there. Maybe the safety doesn't cheat as much or doesn't have to cheat as much. You don't have to have so much, you know, under and over coverage or whatever it may be. You won't need it. So I knew exactly what you were talking about, but I heard it as like, yeah, we'll just put him there.
No, it's quite possible. But I was just like, it gave me a second of pause, whereas I had previously come into here, you know, before I heard Matt Burt on, what mm-hmm. was that, a Friday?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, they're probably going to just put Derek Stingley. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I heard that and I go, could it be possible that when they talk about not allocating so much of their resources over there, that, and also it wasn't just allocating resources, but he said basically we're gonna go play football, which to me sounds like we're gonna do what we typically do, mm-hmm. which would not necessarily be traveling Derek Stingley. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see. And again, I'm actually with you. I lean towards they probably travel Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
But that did make me stop and think.
Sure, absolutely. Another thing offensively that we've alluded to a couple times here last week and today, Nico. I mean, whether you force feed him, whether it's a read at the line of scrimmage, or it's just Nico exploiting the zone coverage, Nico Collins is to me offensively about as important as anybody out there, if not more so. So Nico, we can't have the four, you know, five or six targets and three or four catches. It's got to be an impact performance.
Yeah, I think
it's got to be.
That would be, especially because, like, mm-hmm. when you talk about attacking that zone, especially middle in-breaker, he's so great at in-breaker.
And that's his strength.
Right? Yeah. If you can manage to get him, especially if you can get him in that sweet spot behind the linebackers in front of the safeties, allow mm-hmm. him to get some of those balls there, that could be really cool. I think Texans win if they can run the football, like, at all.
Yeah.
If you can run the football at all, you can kind of force that defense into tough spaces. But that's a real tough challenge. With the interior of that defensive line, pushing the pocket, especially where you typically, at least where historically early on in the season, it's felt like they'd wanted to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Can this team adjust to maybe being more of an outside type run team? Like, are mm-hmm. they going to take some of those? Or are they going to do some other curious things, like maybe getting the ball out in space with some screens, things of that nature? Things that then just create some dissonance for the defense and not allow them to create as much havoc, especially, you know, trying to stay ahead of the chains. Like, staying on task in this one is going to be even more important than any other circumstance, I think.
Do you think this is not necessarily a win because or lose because, but do you think we're going to see something somewhat drastically different offensively? Like, as in, you know, Woody Marks with an appreciably more number of touches, or Jalen Noel, you know, now that Christian Kirk is injured and out, appreciably more, you know, time on the field, anything like that?
I don't know. I would like to, probably not. Honestly, mm-hmm. like, it feels like they're building upon what they've done, and mm-hmm. I don't know that like appreciably different is something that I would expect them to switch on. But if there was a week to do it, 15 days of preparation time,
yeah,
a team that puts particular pressure on things that you like doing, this would be the week to do that. And with the supposed emphasis on being a game plan, I just feel like the path of least resistance is probably doing more of what you've seen and just having tweaks, as opposed to, as you mentioned, the words that you used, appreciably different.
I would tend to agree with you simply because the head coach has his philosophy, and we know what it is. Let's run the ball. Let's be safe. Let's not make mistakes. Get to the line of scrimmage on time, and let's worry about the defense taking care of the rest. So I would tend to lean with you, but it will be interesting, because if you don't get that from Jalen Noel or Woody Marks or whomever you might think, you know, they might not be a big part, as big a part as we thought they were going to be.
From the 346, Texans win because the stadium gets filled with tears because Toronto put a whooping on Seattle. Like, how much weight do you actually put on the idea that, especially Toronto, when they've gotten out in these games, they've gotten out early.
And 7-0, whatever it is.
It's been 3-4 runs in the first few innings where you go, oh, okay, this game is something.
Yeah.
Now, not that the Mariners can't try and claw their way back, as they seemingly have, at least to some degree, in each of these games. But when it's rarely like, oh, well, the Jays have a 1-0 lead. Mm-hmm. They usually put a couple on the board at a time. Could it be that they get out early enough in this game where it's like
suck the life out of the players?
Yeah, is it possible?
It is possible. I've mentioned it several times. And if you don't think so, just go back to when the Astros were in the World Series and the Texans were playing the Eagles the same night as whatever number game that was. It's a very strange vibe in that stadium, and it will be the same today in Seattle, because your attention's diverted, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Any other things? Like, I think Texans win because Dalton's able to just feast in the middle of this field, especially if he can get to the place where it looked kind of like the Ravens game, which might be asking for a lot, but get the ball, but also put your foot in the ground and, fall forward, mm-hmm. get additional yards, as opposed to just kind of sitting down, picking up the 6 or 7 that are there. But if you could turn that into like 10 to 15 because you're able to get upfield, that would be a real fun thing.
Well, I think that's Dalton Schultz for sure is a big factor. He's probably going to be the number two target. He's number two, and he's right behind Nico Collins in receptions. So he's had a really good season. I'm going to be very interested to see, how they line up, to run the ball. You know, we've seen maybe the 12 personnel from the Texans' perspective to be able to get you some more, Blake Fisher relining up a tight end, those types of things, how they attack with the run game. I think it's going to be the Nick Chubb and Woody Marks dynamic is very interesting to me, and what they're doing up front against them.
Yeah, I mean, that one's going to be coming back to the obvious. 8-3-2, Houston Texans lose because CJ is getting up off the ground 25 times.
Of course, that's
a lot of times.
Yeah.
if he's that, any team.
That's a lot of times.
Quarterback hitting the ground 25 times, then you're not just losing, you're getting pummeled into the crust of the earth. But the point is well taken, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if those guys in the middle can't give him time, or he has bodies and hands in his face, mm-hmm. that's going to make it a lot more difficult for CJ to, be on time with his passes. It seems like he's been this season, he's been a lot better at just hitting the top of his drop and getting that ball where it needs to go. That really throws a wrench in all the timing and the things that they're seemingly doing. That would make it really, really tough. And then this system does not seem like it's built for CJ to have to be doing all this, playground making plays, even though I know he's capable of it. That'd be really tough, especially because he can't step up and just go pick up yards.
Yeah.
That's the middle. Now he's having to roll out and things of that nature. And maybe coming back to one of the superpowers that this Seattle Seahawks offense seems to have, right? The play action.
Mm.
The Texans win because the linebacking core in particular, but the defense in general, finds the right balance of belief and not belief in the run.
Yeah.
Because I think as much as I could say they don't lose – or they don't like bite on the run fake, I'd also don't want them to be in a place where they're just like, yo, we're sitting back and allow a mm-hmm. running game that has not been all that fruitful, but has good guys,
yeah.
Zach Charbonnet, and of course, more importantly, Kenneth Walker, to then get going. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be absolutely sick if tomorrow I'm sitting here and having to talk about the fact that the Seattle Seahawks, who have not been all that good at running the football, beat you because they run the football.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be problematic.
Yeah. So, keep texting those in. We might circle back around to some more of those. Of course, big-time game tonight. Season defining, I think we've said, in this game versus the Seahawks at 9. You'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, typically the time where we turn things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. Figgy's off today because he's a smarter man than I. So coming up next, I will handle the mixtape. Let's do a little bit of hot mic. These are some of the sounds from the weekend in football. We'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed, it is Figgy's Mixtape here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Unfortunately, no Figgy for today. He took the day off. Well deserved. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm Reginald Atula, holding down his spot here on a Monday. Hope everybody's having a good Monday. Happy Monday is what the man will typically say.
Man, you're saying it exactly like him.
I'm trying.
You're doing it just Figgy. This
I'm here every day.
I know, but I couldn't do that.
They say imitation is the best form of flattery.
100%. That's absolutely what I'm doing with this segment here.
Like, word for word, we got to put them side by side on a future mixtape.
I messed up a little bit because I didn't get the happy Monday at the right point.
Yeah. So when Figgy's here, then he's got to do the intro and see if the audience can tell the difference.
Well, no.
Yeah, they'll tell very quickly that I am
not. That's impressive. That alone is mixtape worthy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Although he likes to say Monday.
Happy Monday. Yeah, he does say Monday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it happens a little bit. But yeah, obviously, John Lopez, Colin Neal on the ones and twos filling in for Fig. Before we get to the mixtape in earnest, I did want to make sure that you got this news for the Texans. It's a big game day, obviously. And so there's actually some news with that. A couple of guys that were on the IR that had been designated to return. Edge, defensive end, Denico Autry, and safety, Jalen Reed, both have been officially removed from the physically enabled perform list. They are on the active roster. So we kind of expected this to be the case because I believe that this is 3 weeks from when they were DFR, designated to for return. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that that's the timeline. You got to be activated by 3 weeks, otherwise you're ineligible to return. So it had to happen, but it's good to see that they'll return. We'll talk more about what that could mean for this Texas team.
Especially with the actives.
Because right now, time for some hot mic, baby, hot mic.
Oh, boy, these are good. These are good for
us. Right. Oh, he knows. He's listened to some of this audio. So it's some audio from the weekend in football on some hot mics. And we'll do that as this edition of Mixtape. I want to start you in the college space,
okay.
John Lopez.
All right.
This weekend,
The University of Auburn hosted Missouri, number 16 Missouri at that. And this was a good football game. This one was tied at the end of regulation. And when that's the case, we take the overtime, baby. And in order to determine who goes first in overtime, we bring everybody to the center. We do another one of these coin flips. Well, during the midst of this, the name to remember is Zion Young. Zion Young is a defensive end for Missouri, and he joined. He was one of the, I guess, captains. I don't know if they're all technically always captains, but one of the representatives for the Missouri team that went out for the coin flip. This is what it sounded like as Missouri. They won the coin flip, right? Which would explain why it sounded like this from Zion, I guess.
What's in the field do you want to go to? What's in the field? So you'll be on offense first.
You can stop anytime you want.
Missouri, over here.
That's what you call being on a tear.
Everybody know what time it is.
I watched this live.
That is literally a hot mic. Because this was on SEC Network, was it not?
Yeah, I was watching this one live, which, by the way, Hugh Freeze. Anyway.
Buddy, 3-4 Auburn after this one because, yes, Missouri goes on and win in double overtime, the second overtime, 23-17, scoring a touchdown there. But, yes, if you could hear that. In fact, we might play that one more time real quick. This is on the referee's mic. Yeah. He's trying to go through and litigate the coin flip and who gets to go first on offense or defense. The whole time, Zion Young, defensive end from Missouri, is just talking bleep. Like, he's just talking bleep. In fact, literally had to be bleeped a couple times, of course, on the broadcast, not bleeped.
Yeah.
But he's like, God, can you at least let the ref do what he's supposed to do? But this is, again, Zion Young. Remember, in the midst of this, while someone else from Missouri is being more responsible, actually responding to the ref and giving him their calls or whatever, this is what Zion Young is doing.
What's in the field do you want to go to? What's in the field? So you'll be on offense first.
Just
as soon as he saw heads or tails or whatever it was,
he's like, let's go.
He's like, it's on.
The thing is, though, they ended up winning.
They won the game.
No, they did.
And
they did.
The thing I like saying about bleep talk. If you're going to talk, just back it up.
Yeah.
They did. Shout out to Missouri. Number 15 in the nation now, I believe.
Yeah.
What you get in this honor, you go to Nashville face off against Vandy.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Game day is also there, too.
Is it?
Oh, is it official?
Yeah. Game day is in Nashville this week.
Oh.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be fun. All right. Hit the noise. Yeah, you're in mixtape right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. A little bit of hot mic happening here. We now go to the NFL space with one of the least favorite teams here in Houston. I think generally we hate seeing teams on top. Kansas City Chiefs are existing as that right now. And we got another true hot mic situation as we've gotten used to the viral videos of sorts of a quarterback stepping up to the line of scrimmage and trying to draw someone off sides. Well, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs decided to do that, except they added a little twist. This is what it sounded like.
Tried to draw him offside. Sorry. Mahomes says, Coach, it doesn't
work. Oh, there they go.
He was faking it.
There they go.
He got you.
You would give it up on that one. You thought for sure it was a draw, didn't you?
The Andy Reid.
Draw him offside.
Unbelievable. Pete Carroll even knows this. We're going to make you think we're trying to draw you offsides, and then we're going to go ahead and take a downward punt. And then he goes, and Mahomes goes, gosh, it never works.
Oh, what?
It never works.
Tony Romo, you were on FCC Airways, brother. Calm down.
He almost did.
He almost did it. Andy Reid, man. He's got a big bag of tricks. Everybody says the bag of tricks. He's got like a Santa Claus bag of tricks.
Patrick Mahomes, if you did not understand the audio, he steps up to him.
Put his hands out.
He does his hard count. He's like, man, this never bleeping works. Steps back up.
Boom.
Takes it. Here we go. First down. Yeah. Chiefs. Yeah,
but that one ain't being Jameis Winston's last year.
No. But Jameis was coming from a real place. Like, hey, somebody jump off sides. Patrick Mahomes tried. This is stolen valor. That's what this is. This is stolen valor. In fact, this was Patrick Mahomes talking about what happened there and with that fake snap.
I think it comes from all my State Farm commercials. No, I'm joking. The Nags actually came up with the idea. You know, we had talked about doing the hard count, trying to draw the teams off sides. And I can't remember who I watched do it a couple years ago, and they had said that, and so I was like, I'm going to use that as part of my acting to like try to get the defense just to relax a little bit. But at the end of the day, we still got to go get it. I thought the offensive line did a great job of driving off the ball, and then Kareem in those situations is money.
It was brilliant. It would have sold me. That's I would have relaxed a little bit. Like, okay, well, we're good.
My thought was that even necessary? It was the bleeping Raiders.
Yeah.
They blew them boys out the water.
They did, but
they started kneeling down with like 2:31 left.
2:31 left. They were like victory formation. That's got to be the most disrespectful thing
it
in
is.
Football.
There was a college game that was like that too. I was like, they still have 3 timeouts. Oh, well, I guess they should kneel down.
Like, I'm not even talking about, well, we're just going to run the ball out, yeah. Right? We're just going to
just kneel.
Not even doing that.
Yeah.
Just kneeling the football.
Mm-hmm.
That's sick behavior. There you go. A little bit of that happening in Hot Mic. Let's keep this thing going. I kind of want to go to some locker room Hot Mic, if you will. This is from the Steelers. I feel like in order to continue the Hot Mic, we got to do the little swishy thing to move on from one Hot Mic to the next. Play the sound. Thank you. We move to another portion of Hot Mic here in the Loop. In the mixtape on In the Loop on Sports Rail 610. And this is the Steelers who, remember, on Thursday, they managed to lose, interestingly enough, to the Bengals in what has been called the Unk Bowl, the Icy Hot Bowl, all sorts of different when it came to having two old dudes playing quarterback. The Steelers had, you know, obviously had a little bit of trouble playing defense, stopping the passing attack of the Cincinnati Bengals, which was not to be expected by any means. Well, I like in this instance of Hot Mic, we're doing player versus player, teammate versus teammate. You're familiar with Joey Porter Jr. and Jalen Ramsey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two guys in that defensive secondary who were running for their lives and trying to cover. In fact, Jalen Ramsey was the dude upon which that final touchdown was scored that ultimately put the game away. Well, this is their two different perspectives on the officiating in this game. It's back-to-back. You'll hear Joey Porter first, and then you'll hear Jalen Ramsey.
I wasn't a big fan of the calls today with the officiating, but it is what it is. It's football.
The calls. Don't worry about that. We have to play better. Starting with myself. And the opportunity presents itself. That's part of the game. We have receivers that are superstars in the league. You know that they get away with like that. It is what it is.
It is what it is from those guys.
So you have, who do you side with here? Joey Porter Jr. comes out with a, I don't know, I didn't really like the play calls. Jalen Ramsey, bleep the play calls. We got to play better.
Jalen Ramsey, probably, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I think so, right? Because there's instances where you have dudes running booty butt naked open underneath. However, like, I do love that, like, they had these two distinct different, like, takes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Jalen Ramsey knew that they, you know, that on the other side of the locker room or whatever, Joey Porter Jr. had this particular perspective. Mm-hmm. He might have just been going responding to somebody asking him, hey, well, what about these play
Probably,
calls?
Or
what about these, you know, the officiating? I do like the idea, because obviously I could set it up this way, that these guys are kind of in conversation with each other.
You say this, and I'll say that.
Where Joey Porter's like, I felt like the play calls are bad, and Jalen is looking directly in his face like, hey, man, how about we play better? How about you don't get burned?
Yeah.
The officiating.
Gave him the side eye, probably. Like,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Really, that's what you're going to say?
That's what you're going with?
What's your PFF grade?
Oh, enough PFF. I'm done with the PFF talk. I'm going to be completely honest. Edition of Hot Mic here on the mixtape In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We take you to the revenge game that happened in Nashville. It was the Patriots. It was the Titans, and the Patriots won out in a big way. Obviously, Drake May gets a big victory there. He looks great. But more importantly, Mike Vrabel returns back to a place where he was unceremoniously fired, and they were absolutely jawing the ground.
Yeah, they were.
They wanted to spin the block so bad. I bet there was probably 50, 60,000 people in that stadium that just wanted to basically send a big old you up text or hey big head text to Mike Vrabel to try and get him to return home. But he's gone. He's on a new circumstance, and he's just as ornery as ever. This is Mike Vrabel in his post-game press conference, not taking kindly to the fact that he's asked the question a second time.
I mean, whether you were in a coma when I answered Tom's question, or typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question. And I can go back through it, but I'd rather not. So I'll be able to answer that question again, hopefully only once in a few days. me. I thought you were punking me. I'm like.
It's actually, you said ornery. He's really not. He's just one of those guys that he just has that, like, gonna tell you what I think. But he's also has, you can tell, has a pretty decent relationship, you know, with that guy, like, you know, that reporter or whatever. Sure. Like, I don't know if you were in a coma, you know, but it wasn't like a, like, I hate the media kind of answer. It was just like.
Not quite.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
At least it was veiled if it was.
Yeah, it was.
There was a comment on there that said, close enough. Welcome back, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
he's definitely getting his bag. And part of that is, I feel like you can be this guy when you pop him, right? Like, yeah. I subscribe to the theory that you do what you want when you pop him. And right now, especially in that game, in that place, that's about as popping as you're going to be as a head coach, is it not?
The team gave him a game ball. Drake May grabbed a,
that's cool.
Drake May grabbed a game ball and gave it to Mike Vrabel. So everybody, you know, and he spent the previous week like, well, I'm not going to, you know, obsess over that, however he put it. And then, but everybody in that locker room knew exactly what, you know, what was happening.
Yeah. All right. One more here on Hot Mike. Mixtape here on Sports Radio 610. Sean Payton.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider him ornery at all?
Yes. Now, he is ornery. I'm glad you brought him up next because there's ornery and then there's Vrabel. There's a difference.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. I don't know if this falls into the ornery, but he is definitely willing to say what he thinks and poke at places that he will. This was him. Obviously, we mentioned this game earlier. The most exciting football game of the weekend, or at least NFL game.
Craziest.
They were definitely the craziest. I mean, the win probabilities went back and forth where it felt like either team was going to win a number of times. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the Broncos do. The Giants don't. But it was very fun up and down between Bo Nix and Jackson Dart, the recently named QB1 of the Giants. In fact, this is Sean Payton talking about the Giants naming Jackson Dart as that QB1.
You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Honesty.
Definitely right? Honesty. Yeah. However, everybody in the NFL, and I mean this sincerely, everybody in the NFL seems so much more comfortable with their honesty at the expense of Russell.
Yes.
I find it to be fascinating.
Careful, guys. He's dangerous.
Yeah.
Not, apparently not enough.
No, it is both. It's definitely, I think he's probably telling the truth.
Without question.
But also, like, I can tell the truth because that's Russell Wilson, and I don't really care for that guy.
Like, I don't wish this on my worst enemy. Yeah. I know some people do, and more power to you.
You know, Russell Wilson must be going home at night sometimes. Why doesn't anybody like me?
And then he looks at Ciara and everything's fine.
Yeah, well, right? That's true.
But, that's got to be sick to just openly, at your place of work, all your colleagues, all your contemporaries, basically bleep that guy. People in sports eventually get to the place where we know who's not liked. Have you seen a person in sports for which everybody, as they're playing, as they're actively playing, not just dudes on other
afterward
teams,
or
dudes in their locker room are basically willing to make it clear, I don't really like that guy.
Don't like that dude. Don't like that guy.
So, shout out to Sean. And this is a different level because it's players. This is a coach basically being like, that dude sucks. I'd much
rather. And in the NFL, they usually protect each other as best they can. Well, I'm not going to talk about that, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they're like, nah, man.
He's like, man, they brought out this Jackson Dart cat. I was hoping that we'd see Russ.
I still love seeing that Dable going crazy last week because Dart went into the concussion protocol and then
yelling Russell, at the surgeon, at the doctor.
Russell Wilson's like out there like three plays. One play and he's already getting booed.
So what am I? And the thing about it is, it was very clear that one play bad, very very bad. It was in a
trip. It went in the dirt. I think
tipped at the line or something like that. Maybe it was thrown like into that. The dirt. Yeah. It was nasty. Yeah. So I get it from a play perspective, which again, Sean Payton was more probably talking about the play. However, it's the play, it's who he is. People just seem to not like him, and that is sad. Wouldn't let it happen to me, though. All right, that's a little bit of Hot Mic here on the Mixtape in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. I hope I did not besmirch the good name of the Mixtape. Mm. And if I did, Figgy Fig will be back tomorrow.
You'll hear about it tomorrow.
To bring it back up here on the
mixtape. The mixtape tomorrow will be criticizing Reggie. Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm for it. I'm here as long as I don't have to plan it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. It's Clint and Ron. But before we get there, What are you looking for from these, you know, possible addition or the additions in Danico Autry and Jalen Reed? But then also, is there a player that we've neglected in talking about this Seattle Seahawks game? Because if we had talked about this player a year or two ago or a team that this player was on, there's no way we wouldn't have not brought him up. Let's talk about that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Excited for this Texans Seahawks Monday Night Football game, 9 p.m. tonight. Couple of interesting things. Obviously, the Texans have activated Danico Autry and Jalen Reed. They've been removed officially from the physically unable to perform list. I say activated, like put on the 53-man active roster. Obviously, yeah. We don't know exactly who is active for this game, so I want to be clear.
You'll find out about 7:30 tonight.
Yeah. You'll find out as you're putting the babies to bed or something like that. But, of course, if you want to keep up with that, very easy way is to be locked in right here on Sports Radio 610. Of course, the drive is going to take over here in a little bit. They'll take you up to 6, at which point Texans countdown will get going with Sean and Seth. So right here, this is the place to be. Keep it locked here. Get yourself ready for this football game. Do you anticipate a big impact from either of those guys that are coming back from physically unable to perform list?
I would suspect, and you might take the total opposite side, but I would suspect Autry more than Reed.
Oh yeah, 100%. I don't know. Yeah. Like
because Reed was showing a couple things,
and he's a depth
okay,
guy right looked, now. You have starters,
and who knows, you know, what the safety position if he might need to bolster it. But to me, Autry. To me, Autry would be a bigger impact.
Especially
and if, has been.
Right. Like rotationally, right? Because I think your secondary pass rushers have been solid, but I feel like Danico Autry can be something different if you had that secondary pass rusher from Will and Neil. Guys, we haven't mentioned all that much, at least right now, but you know they're going to be vital. If they can get back there, they put pressure on Sam Darnold, especially as a guy who does not move around a lot. But yeah, adding Danico Autry, especially, he can move in. We know that he was brought in with that on third downs. Can he you know, slide in and be, you know, a defensive tackle, at least in name?
And that's where I would suspect it happens.
100%.
Yeah.
So that'd be huge, especially because Sam Darnold already, not incredible. As I mentioned, I gave you that stat earlier. I think he's 20th of 32 quarterbacks when it's not a clear pass, or when it's very clearly a passing down. If you can get them into clear passing downs with this pass rush, you can get after that man and maybe, I don't know, get to him, bring him down, get some turnovers, which are going to be very, very useful in this game. Now another name, interestingly enough, from Ocho that is brought up, but the main name that I don't think I've uttered once in this lead up, which again, probably more on me than anybody else. However, how bad is it that I have not uttered the name Cooper Kupp, who is on this team, right? Remember, once the Rams decided that they were willing to move on from Seattle was the place that he landed. He played at Eastern Washington, right? This is a homecoming of sorts. Cooper Kupp is on this team. And obviously Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been the big boogeyman here. How bad is it that I have not felt really the need to talk about Cooper Kupp?
Well, I mean, you and me both. But the thing about Cooper Kupp that's really interesting, I mean, took the league by storm not that long ago, was, you know, considered, you know, an absolute diabolical weapon, you know.
If you play a team last year or the year before, it'd be unconscionable to not mention Cooper Kupp leading up.
And has played every game and had he's got more catches than Nico Collins. He's got a 6-catch game. Right.
I feel like at this point, you're getting a little
I'm calling
a little shady.
And it's gotta be a Nico Collins game, but that's not what we're talking about here. I do believe that Nico's gotta be big tonight. But Cooper Kupp, he's had a 6-catch game. He's had a 7-catch game. He's played every game. It's not as if, like, well, remember he was injured and it's kind of hard to count on him. And then I think he had some soft tissue stuff too. No, he's been there every week. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays
out. His target share has been up and down. Like, there's been at least a couple, 3 games where his target share has been under 20. A couple of them where the target share has been like, and when I say percent of the targets, right? Like, he's just not been targeted all that much, especially in certain games. And that's versus the Jags, versus the Saints, and maybe the most interesting one was versus the Niners, where I've been doing a lot looking at the Niners, saying that that is a similar defense than to what the Texans run, and maybe that game would be illustrative in some ways of what might be seen tonight, and seeing him not be super productive in that circumstance, and honestly not be crazy productive in any of them, like even in the targets, the yards per route are just really low. You know, it's not like his efficiency is in the crazy numbers as it had once been. So, I like Cooper Kupp, probably lower down on the threats that I feel. Now, of course, these are famous last words before you go out and you see a guy have a great game.
I'm kind of on the other side. I think he's one that you're just sort of looking at and like maybe thinking he's not what he used to be, but he's still pretty darn good. You know, yards per reception for the season, 11.3. That's pretty good, you know, and 23 catches, 32 targets. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but I feel like
He's just not the same guy.
Yeah, the yards per reception are largely because this team attacks downfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. But I still think that's pretty good, you know? Yeah.
He's not separating a lot, though. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, he's not separating a lot. To be fair, I will give Sam Darnold his credit. This season, it doesn't feel like he needs a crazy amount of separation because he's been very pinpoint accurate. But that's where I'm hoping that the pressure that this defense can provide will take him a little bit out of that. We'll destabilize him somewhat, but that's going to require you to indeed get that pressure, make him feel your presence and do that. And then also, shout out to Ocho on the text line, 713. Have we mentioned tight end A.J. Barner? A.J. Barner has been solid.
He's been very good.
As a tight end as well. But of course, the entirety of this passing offense has eaten to some degree because of the ways that they are able to throw the football. Now, this is where I will come back to the idea of Stingley traveling. If you are having him follow, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, what happens then is you're likely to play more man. And where I do think that comes back around is Petrie in coverage. And if you are somebody that has you know, concerns about Petrie in coverage, having him man is probably not the best way to do that, which, of course, is what you'd be likely putting yourself into with right. Stingley following, which is one of those. So I'm like, yes, they, you know, what Burke was talking about, the idea of just kind of going out and playing. I do wonder if allowing you, having obviously a mix is still going to be involved here, but if you play a little bit more zone compared to, you know, at least the idea of, well, we're just going to have Sting fixed over here, does that then allow Petrie to kind of be his best self, look towards the quarterback and play with his eyes that way compared to playing in man, where his back might be turned to Sam?
No, that's more than fair. We're going to see just how much they might have to go with man, with zone over man, especially early on if you do get burned that way.
Yeah.
You
know? Reminder, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And what we're getting started right now is this crosstalk with the fellas of the drive, courtesy of D&M Auto Leasing. We got Clint. We got Ron. Fellas, how you doing, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Good to be back in the studio after Thursday and Friday, being out and about with the people. BB's Tex Orleans up in Kingwood was... We had a crowd out there.
I told you
boys.
That's a good place.
Oh, it's a great place, man. Great place. Had us a crowd out there. Had us a good time out there. Hell, me and B. Scott almost forgot to get back on the damn radio once. Tyler had to, hey, y'all, can y'all hear me? We live, boys. So, yeah, we had us a good time, man. We had us a good old time. All is well, man. Hell of a weekend on the sports front as well, obviously. So, yeah, good.
Is there any particular plan you put into place? As you are going to be one of the last ones handling this game before we get into a Tuesday. Well, I mean, we're heading into a Tuesday.
Ain't no heel for a stepper, baby.
Fantastic.
Ain't no heel for a stepper, man. Just pick them up, put them down, get through it, baby, and we'll be on the backside of the week before you know it.
Doesn't it feel like it's been a month since they've played?
It does. It feel like it's been
forever.
A while since they played, man.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'm laid up in that bed Saturday. Wife is out of town. She came back late Saturday afternoon. We're laid up in that bed. I said, hell, it feels like it's Sunday. We ain't got to work. All we got to do is get up and go to church tomorrow.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, no, it was it felt like a long weekend, boy. I needed it. Yeah, it feels like it's been a while since they played.
Mm-hmm. How bad is it that I mentioned this this last or just before. I really ain't considered too much Cooper Kupp when it comes to this game. How wild is it? Because clearly there's a level of wildness to it, but it feels like he's not the same guy.
Hell, I've had to look it up 3-4 different times. Think about who is it beyond Smith and Jigba. Yeah, I've had to look it up and be like, who is it?
Yeah,
so, yeah, no, I don't think it's wild. Yeah, it's Cooper Kupp, though.
Another one I did not see. Of all of those Ohio State receivers that were there around that time, Smith and Jigba was not the one that I saw to go and do what he's doing.
He's doing. he's doing.
Yeah, he is. He is something else, man. Yeah. All of them cats.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, Justin Fields. All of them cats. You, CJ, Jesus, man. How they get all them dudes, man? And the best one may still be in college right now.
That's right. Future Hall of Famer.
As I've said. What a crew.
Very much
them
so.
Them boys been making money before NIL was a thing.
Oh, yeah.
God,
oh, yeah.
How the hell they have all them dudes out there on one team?
To the point where Jackson Smith and Jigba just played in the slot, and we're like, can he play on the outside? They're like, yeah, we just don't have anywhere to put him. Where do you want us to put him?
That kid at Tampa, I didn't think. I thought, man, all right, man, he's got a real possession receiver field team.
Nope.
Emeka Ibuka.
Older Ibuka, listeners, yeah. Maybe a little real Art Monk field.
He was on the way to sewing up Rookie of the Year, wasn't he?
Yeah, it felt like it.
Yeah.
It did feel like it 100%. Do you have a favorite game on the weekend, fellas?
A favorite game of the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed several, if that matters.
Well, the Broncos was something.
The Broncos game was a hell of a deal. Well, yeah, they're going to make a show today.
What was that?
They'll make a show today.
Yeah. What was that?
It was crazy is what that was.
The Cowboys game was depending on whether you hate watch or not, that was a good game to watch.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles, that wasn't
another
that
good
wasn't
one. Yeah, I watch that one. Yeah,
we're gonna mess around and have Eagles Chiefs again in the Super Bowl, aren't we?
I mean,
I don't know, boy. Them cats, them Rams took care of them Jags over in London. They look good. Tampa looks good. Detroit looks good. This Monday night game tonight before ours is gonna be fun to watch.
I don't know how much y'all talk that. Gotta take a little different look at the Indianapolis.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, a lot of folks out there waiting for Daniel Jones to Daniel Jones, ain't they?
Yeah. Well, he hadn't.
And he is just.
I heard that. I think Vandermeer on Texans All Access about 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah, just wait for Daniel Jones to Daniel Jones. I said, may want to change this song.
Now it's going to move. Now it's going to move to this is going to be Sam Darnold from last year.
People are starting there, yeah.
It's going to be Sam Darnold from last year. And, you know, they won 14, 15 games and then lost in the playoffs.
And what's funny is you can see Sam Darnold, who you'll see tonight, looking pretty damn good. So maybe that had a little something. Maybe there's a little more juice there than we gave it credit for.
That looked awfully real.
The thing with them is just, there's just in today's game, there's just not a ton of teams that can go out there and run it dead at your face as well as pick you apart from the pass game.
And have a tight end that's a badass.
Yeah, hadn't he turned out, huh? Yeah. It's just when you talk about it's one thing to be a great offense, but when you are just balanced in a well-oiled machine, it's tough to stop that, man.
Yeah, they seem to do anything they want. So I don't know, boy. We'll see. And there's no great teams as we've talked about and seen from week to week. So this will be a fun NFL season.
Yeah, well,
that's right. We got a big game tonight. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts, Ron. It's good to have you back.
Yes, sir.
In the saddle. A courtesy of, rather, a thank you to D&M Auto Leasing for giving us an opportunity to chat. But we gotta move it along here, John Lopez.
Yeah, we do.
Hoping for a victory reaction Tuesday tomorrow, but we'll be here regardless.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.